So everybody knows that a communist Muslim immigrant is going to be the next mayor of New York City. Zoran Mamdani won the election on Tuesday. But stay tuned, because I'm going to tell you the real reason why he actually won, what could have been done to actually prevent it, and I'll show you the delusional excuses from the Conservative Inc. mainstream media and establishment Republican types about why they think that this happened. So stay tuned, because you're not going to hear the actual reason and what could have been done to prevent it from any Republican in Congress, any mainstream conservative talk show host or pundits. Because again, they don't have the spine or the brains to actually understand or say what it is that's going on here. And be sure to subscribe to my channel if you're new here, because you're not going to find honest and politically incorrect analysis like this anywhere else. Before I explain what, I mean, it's probably obvious to this audience, here is Zoran basically laying it all out.
Thank you to those so often forgotten by the politics of our city who made this movement their own. I speak of Yemeni bodega owners and Mexican abuelas.
This is obviously his victory speech.
Senegalese taxi drivers and Uzbek nurses.
Uzbek nurses, huh?
Trinidadian line cooks and Ethiopian aunties.
Notice he didn't thank white working class New Yorkers, because he obviously doesn't care about them. Or even white liberal women, who were a significant voting bloc for him. But the real reason why he won is because this country, for far too long, has allowed in way too many legal immigrants. Specifically, way too many non-European legal immigrants who never assimilated, don't want to assimilate, dilute American culture, import their culture and customs here. And that's why he engaged in a very successful identity politics campaign, which is why he thanked all of those different ethnic groups in New York City. I guess there's too many for them to name, the non-white ones. But that is the real reason why. In fact, over 37% of the residents in New York City are foreign-born. The other major reason why he won, aside from the cost of living being ridiculously high all over the country, but especially in New York City, so many millennials and Generation Z have no hope of the American dream, and so they are now embracing socialism. But the other primary reason why he won, which would have stopped him, is the Founding Fathers had a major oversight, and so have the leadership throughout our country ever since the foundation of our country, because they put into the Constitution that nobody is allowed to become the president unless they're a native-born citizen, because they didn't want somebody from another country moving over here and then becoming president and then having an allegiance or alliances, undue influence, dual loyalty to a foreign country. But for some reason, we allow immigrants to come to this country and then take positions of power as mayors, as governor, as members of Congress, like Ilhan Omar, who then use the levers of our government for her and her cultural gain and the benefit of her homeland. Listen, I know that there are a lot of immigrants watching, and if you're a subscriber to my channel, then you're obviously one of the good ones. But I'm sorry, we shouldn't have taken the risk. Certain things in life have a lot higher risk, and a lot of times people just don't want to even take that risk because it's so much significantly higher than choosing something else, which is why most people don't ride a motorcycle, because it's significantly more dangerous. Statistically, obviously. So that doesn't mean that everybody who drives a motorcycle is going to get into an accident, whether they cause it or not, but a significantly higher percentage do, making a lot of people just not want to even take the risk. And we shouldn't have taken the risk. We shouldn't have allowed immigrants to run for any political office, whether it's on the school board or city council or mayor of major cities. And if you have any doubt as to what the Founding Fathers of this country intended regarding the racial demographics, just go and look up the Immigration Act of 1790, because the very first Congress that was formed, the Founding Fathers and the founding members of Congress passed their immigration law, which restricted new citizens to this country to specifically only white people. Here's a little clip from the victory party over at Zoran Mamdani's headquarters on Tuesday, which also doubles as an MSNBC reunion. You may recognize that gray-haired little gnome is an MSNBC contributor. So is this blonde-haired demon, and this other Muslim guy was fired from the network, so he's now a YouTuber. But just listen to her and why she loves New York City. It's very hard to hear. She says, let me tell you something. If there were all white people here, it would be boring. As bleep.
I'm grown up in those circles. Everybody needs some spice and some color in their lives.
Everybody needs some spice and some color in their life.
It's a lot better. That's the coolest thing about America.
That's the coolest thing about America is when people from third world countries come here bringing countless tens of millions of immigrants in the United States legally from third world countries that haven't and won't and just can't assimilate, but instead import their culture, their languages, their belief systems, their behaviors, their crimes, their cow poop throwing festivals. By the way, if you haven't seen this, this is literally a celebration over in India of Diwali, the new holiday that is stuck on all of our calendars that President Trump celebrated in the Oval Office because Kash Patel, now the first Indian director of the FBI, where they literally get together because cows in Hinduism are seen as these holy creatures. So to celebrate Diwali over there in India, they get together and throw cow poop at each other. And if we didn't allow legal immigrants to hold political office and followed the same guidelines that the founding fathers had for not allowing the president to be a legal immigrant because of the dual loyalties and the foreign allegiance and cultural issues, then Minnesota residents in Minneapolis wouldn't have had to worry about this Somali immigrant almost becoming the mayor over there. Running for mayor in America, waving a foreign flag, speaking a foreign language.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Somalia. Somalia. Hiran State. Ma'awisle. Ma'awisle. Early voting wa hadda illa November 4. I need your vote. Wani de bahanahai. Wani de bahanahai.
I'm sorry, but Americans don't campaign for political office in America speaking a foreign language. But Vivek Ramaswamy, who I'm sure has celebrated the Hindu Diwali festival by throwing cow poop at his fellow Hindus, has a different idea about what Republicans should do in order to supposedly win elections in the future on our side.
We got our asses handed to us in New Jersey, Virginia, and New York City. Democrats swept all three. There's two key lessons for Republicans. Listen carefully. Number one, our side needs to focus on affordability. Make the American dream affordable. Bring down costs, electric costs, grocery costs, healthcare costs, and housing costs.
Yes, and by deporting all of the illegal aliens and their anchor babies who should be stripped of citizenship, birthright citizenship is a huge scam. That would accomplish almost all of that because it would free open tons of apartments, tons of houses, the cost of food would be less. Not to mention the price of food would drop because we're paying for countless of the illegal and legal immigrants to be on welfare. The majority of them are getting SNAP benefits. We are paying for them to live here. But tell us your other solution, Vivek.
And number two, cut out the identity politics. It doesn't suit Republicans. It's not for us. That's the woke left's game, not ours. We don't care about the color of your skin or your religion. We care about the content of your character. That's who we are.
Well, I mean, that is like a half-truth because, well, we do only care about the content of their character, not the color of their skin. The fact that they're not assimilating actually is a core character flaw. And identity politics actually worked this time for the Democrats. They had a brown immigrant, now is going to be the mayor of New York City. They had a woman win the governor's race in New Jersey and in Virginia. Again, campaigning on in any politics. We need a woman to be the governor of New Jersey and Virginia. We need a brown immigrant to be the mayor of New York City. So identity politics actually worked. Republicans actually do engage in identity politics. That's why all the candidates go around, President Trump included, and have to advertise what they're going to do for the Latino community, what they're going to do for the Black community, what they're going to do for the Asian community, what they're going to do for the Jewish community, blah, blah, blah. Every single community except for, you guessed it, white people. But what's next? Are the kosher conservatives going to blame Tucker Carlson for Zoran Mamdani winning the election on Tuesday? Oh, wait, what's this?
Tucker Carlson, who's come under absolutely deserved fire for glossing Nick Fuentes last week. The infighting did not begin with people critical of Carlson. It began with Tucker Carlson, who has spent precisely zero effective time attacking Zoran Mamdani. He mentioned Zoran Mamdani on episodes 3 times in the last 2 years.
So, Tucker Carlson, who has a podcast interviewing a variety of guests about their area of expertise and isn't really like a daily political commentator anymore, it's his fault because he only denounced Zoran Mamdani 3 times. And then in one clip actually said, which Benchmere was taking out of context, he explained why there was actually so much appeal for him. But then, of course, Tucker is being said to have endorsed him when obviously he's just explaining why there was so many people who liked him and voted for him.
He did mention Zoran Mamdani 1 time in the past month, praising him.
That guy was the only person in the New York City mayor's debate to say he wanted to focus on New York City. They were, all the candidates were asked, if you could visit a foreign country, what would it be? And they, of course, all had an answer. I think most said Israel. And he said, I wouldn't go anywhere. I'd stay in New York because that's what I'm doing. I'm running New York. That's my job.
Well, he gave the right answer.
He gave the right answer.
I mean, with that kind of critique, I can't imagine how Zoran Mamdani won.
Well, like I said, Ben, he won because we allowed too many legal immigrants into this country. And we didn't ban them from running for political office, which should have been done 250 years ago. Here's Megyn Kelly with a sane explanation of what happened. She is one of the few who didn't denounce and won't denounce Tucker Carlson for having a right-wing streamer on his podcast last week that the kosher conservatives continued to melt down over now more than a week later.
The Republican Party needs to get its together. ASAP. I'm really glad we spent the past couple of weeks, as Sean Davis of The Federalist put it, policing some young person's group chat, what a podcast host said, and what the head of a think tank over at Heritage had to say. I'm really glad that the Republicans devoted so much time to that. That was a great move. Terrific move. Way to stick together to really shine a light on what matters. The Republicans like to lose. They enjoy losing. They enjoy when they are embattled and in a losing position and complaining. They love it. They do it really well. Less good at winning, especially when Donald Trump is not there to get them over the line. The Republican Party is not strong. Donald Trump is strong. Republicans don't know how to win. They don't know who to run. They don't know what to do when he's not, when daddy's not there to fly them across the finish line. And that's just been so obvious. Meanwhile, Trump is all over the Middle East while people's groceries bills are still high. They're still dealing with inflation. They're suffering. Like, that's it. Okay. We're focused on domestic policy and on making people's lives better.
America. Focus on America. Not some little country in their ethnic land dispute halfway around the world in the Middle East. This is a perfect illustration of just how pathetic many of the mainstream Republicans are. This week, Dick Cheney, Darth Cheney died, the architect of the Iraq war scheme. One of the conspirators. We know the other elements that were involved, the primary elements that were involved in that. But here is Ted Cruz going on Fox News to talk about how amazing Dick Cheney was.
Well, Dick Cheney was an extraordinary public servant. You're right. President George W. Bush relied on Dick Cheney for virtually everything. He trusted him deeply. And I got to say, Dick Cheney was someone who, at 34 years old, he was chief of staff to President Gerald Ford. He became Secretary of Defense under President Bush 41, and then, of course, Vice President under Bush 43. He was a man who was serious. He was a man who was dedicated to keeping this country safe. And he was vice president when 9/11 happened. And the seriousness with which he took that America would defeat radical Islamic terrorists.
Protect Israel. That's just why we went into Iraq, of course. Do I need to explain this? I'm sure we're on the same page, right?
Was extraordinary. He was up early every morning, 4 or 5 a.m. every morning, and working diligently to keep Americans safe. There are Americans who are alive to
to keep Israel safe, to work on behalf of a foreign country. The same Dick Cheney who said this about President Trump, trying to stop him from becoming our president again.
In our nation's 246-year history, there has never been an individual who is a greater threat to our republic
than you and the Bush administration?
Than Donald Trump. Oh. He tried to steal the last election using lies and violence to keep himself in power after the voters had rejected him. He is a coward. A real man wouldn't lie to his supporters. He lost his election, and he lost big. I know it, he knows it, and deep down, I think most Republicans know it. Lynn and I are so proud of Liz for standing up for the truth.
His daughter was on the January 6th committee, you may recall. The rotten apple didn't fall far from the rotten tree. What did Jesus say? A bad tree produces bad fruit? Well, obviously. And speaking of President Trump, I brought the Trump Claws knit sweaters back, which you can now order from markdice.com or click the link in the description below. These are not like the usual printed shirts or the printed Trump Claws sweatshirts and t-shirts, which you can also order. These are knitted sweaters. So the design is knitted right into the yarn and they're custom order. So get them in. I think you got to order them in the next like 2 weeks or 3 weeks. And then once I get all the orders in, then I'm going to have them made up and you can get them before Christmas. So don't slack on this. Head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.